Good morning. 9:19. Yeah, 9. It's been a morning. It's been a morning so far already. 9:19 a.m. on, what is this? This is Friday, September the 11th, 2026. Here on a, no, I have to be honest, it's a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's a lot of blue sky around. But I think there are more clouds than there is blue sky. I could wish for this big black band of clouds to move a little further eastward and give me a little shade. So, yeah, rough morning. It started at 4, but didn't really get underway until 6. And then I lost a whole hour to breakfast because breakfast. I really need to get NaNoWriMo back on track this morning. I don't have anything left on my job queue. One of the delays was I needed to pay my estimated income tax and then spent 20 minutes trying to figure out why I couldn't find a printer. No, it wasn't that long, it's maybe 5 minutes. Seemed like forever. I rarely have this problem. And then I realized what caused it. So, yeah, once I discovered that I had linked my Wi-Fi to the wrong router, everything came up fine. It's a little cooler here. Walking up through the neighborhoods, here's a yappy dog. Got a crab apple tree with a lot of really big crab apples on it. A lot of crab apples on So, yeah, I paid my state and federal estimated taxes. I'll have to do it again in January. And then we run the calculations to find out how much of it I either get back or haven't yet paid. So we'll see. That's a future me problem. It is not a today me problem. So I managed to screw up my game yesterday on Fallout New Vegas. I went too far down one path and alienated the NCR. And my nearest backup was 3 hours before. While the temptation was there to play out the ending, I rolled back to 3 hours. I've got to redo those 3 hours. They were pretty frustrating, and I suspect they won't take 3 hours the second time. Buzz, buzz, buzz. finished book six of Joe Durham's Officer in Fleet, and discovered book seven, Waiting. So that's another chunk. That was really the reason why breakfast took an hour, because I was really near the end of six. And I wondered how he was going to handle the handoff between six and whatever came next, which I wasn't at that point, didn't realize was book seven. So I spent an extra half hour breakfast finishing that. Was worth it. See if I can get a drink without. Am I recording still? I am. Okay. Let's see if I can. Winkle out my water bottle. And still recording, good. So anyway, yeah, that was... That was a day. It's been a day. It's like, you know... I tried to go back to sleep. I got up at 4, fed the cat. But didn't really get back to sleep until 5:30, and then woke up at 6. So it was like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so glad. I laid there for an hour and a half, only to fall asleep for half an hour. So yeah, 6 o'clock is late. 5 o'clock is my normal wake up. So 6 o'clock was already late, and then add in all the extra steps I took this morning, including a very long breakfast and paying taxes and all that. I was like, okay. The temp is not terrible. The temp is like 63, the ambient. So the temperature isn't terrible. Ooh. A near stop. I don't really blame him. There was no one in the intersection except me, and I was already on the sidewalk, so, okay. Oh, what's going on here? What do I hear? I hear... roofers. Oh, that's a nice breeze. Yeah, okay, I'll take that. I don't know where they are. Roofers somewhere off in the distance. I can hear them peck, peck, pecking away. So, let's see, No Man's Sky has a 10th anniversary, like, now. I keep seeing references to it in my various feeds, and I'm like, eh, okay. There's a new mechanic, there's a base building thing. And I'm like, there was already a planet-side base building thing. There's more salvaging opportunities. But it's still... And it still feels like Minecraft in space for me, because I don't play multiplayer. I'm not sure I can play multiplayer anymore since Guard Galaxy's cramped out on me. I've had several updates since, and all of them point to various compatibility layers and graphics drivers. I should take a look at those. Maybe I can get Galaxy back up again. My playthrough with this round in Fallout New Vegas was with Cass. Rose of Sharon Cassidy or something like that. It has been an interesting playthrough. Frustrating in a couple of ways, because there are things that she will not carry. Branded faction level armor pieces, for example. You hand them to her and she drops them. And that was a bit of a problem when I handed her some power armor pieces. And she promptly dropped them under the floor. And they clipped into the debris. I couldn't pick them up again. Coming up on it. Get ready, say it with me. Monk Buster. But I stumbled on Veronica, my first companion ever in Fallout New Vegas. And I had forgotten that there were companions. So the first couple of games I played, I didn't realize where the companions were or what they did or anything. So I did do a little research. And I did not exactly pick Cass. She managed just to hie herself to me before I realized what was happening. And then I just used her as a pack mule. Oh, it was nice because she uses a shotgun and she's really loud. And she catches a lot of aggro, which lets me hide in the shadows and do a lot of killing with my sniper rifles. Running in his bicycle shorts. So now that I'm walking along and thinking about it, it's like, how do I want to play this? Well, first thing is I have to go home, I have to post this up, and then I have to write. I have to get some more words down. I need to make some of the story that's in my head real, so I can see whether or not it works on a page. I delighted. Really? Halloween stuff already? Anyway, I wrote a scene and I didn't know where the scene was going, and the next thing I know, it snaps into the right into the story, just snapped right in. Like, I couldn't have planned it. Which makes me wonder how much more will just snap into place if I could just get enough focus, if I could just get enough time in the story without becoming distracted by everything else around. And there's so much to be distracted by. The end of the world as we know it. Morning, Rose. Perhaps the last blooms of the season. Oh, I can actually smell a rose. Faintly on the breeze. Gone now, but it was there. It was. A lot of this Russian sage around. If it wasn't so endemic, I might be tempted to plant some at my house. What was this? What was this? Crow. From the way it took off and it was flying straight away from me, soaring, I thought it was a hawk. Then it landed on some roadkill. I still thought it was a hawk until it turned around. But yeah. I'm getting my wish, and this big dark cloud is beginning to move over the sun. So I'm not walking directly in the heat. I'm just picking up a lot of UV through the clouds. I need another drink. Still recording. 1940. Good enough. I'm just barely walking along, apparently. 24 minutes a mile. That's slow. Dragging ass. What else to talk about? I don't really want to talk about the story because I don't want to pollute the pool. I'll think about the story. I'll talk about the story later, maybe. I need to get it written. I need to get it down. A big push at the end of the month seems to have petered out the last couple days. Doesn't mean I can't get it back. Yeah, I keep thinking about the 365 Tao aphorism from a few days ago, which is, make yourself a clean white room. And this silly bit is how I kept wondering, how could I make that happen? I wonder if I could rent a place and whitewash the walls. And then realize the importance of the word yourself. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to you too. Lady and her dog. It's like, can I make myself a clean white room? The answer is, I think, no. Or if I can, it's only under certain circumstances. I need to get myself out of the way of the writing. I need to get the story to start firing on its own circuits. So all I do is write to keep type to keep up with the story as it unfolds. Morning. All kinds of people out here in the weather that's too hot to be out here. She's gonna cross the street.
Morning.
Morning. Carrying a pistol on her hip. Sorry. Didn't know that guy was making a turn. I didn't step out in front of him. He wasn't there when I started, so I felt too bad. 25 minutes, yikes. But that means I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.